You're listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center. Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
Today we are talking to Sean Martin, who is the Executive Director of the HRMC Foundation. And we have a couple topics to talk about, the first being normally we would be having the Bob Meyer Memorial Golf Tournament, but due to our current situation with positive COVID cases, that's been delayed. So tell us a little bit about that and how people can still help.
Well, you know, we held at 22 cases for a long time, and when I spoke to Tom Myers, who is the organizer of the event, back in, I think, April, at that time we were pretty optimistic that we might be able to make this work. But as you mentioned, the increases in cases, Tom just doesn't feel like it's something we can do at this time. So the decision was made to postpone it. And Tom tells me this is the second time that the tournament will be canceled if the decision is eventually made to go ahead and cancel it for this year. The first time was due to weather, due to a rain event that had just made it impossible to get out there. So at this point, it's postponed, but Tom strongly is leaning towards it will be canceled for this year, which is unfortunate. Again, this is an event that honors the memory of Bob Myers, Tom's father, who passed away at a young age from cancer. He was a sports enthusiast and a local business owner. And this is a way that Tom can honor his father's memory and raise money for a cause that's very near and dear to his heart, of course, and that is cancer screening and cancer prevention.
Right, and we've done a lot with this fund to be able to do prostate cancer screenings and awareness, especially for men's health.
Right, and we want to continue to be able to do that. So that's why we're asking folks who might have participated in the golf tournament in previous years or just feel strongly about this cause to go ahead and contribute to the Bob Myers Fund. That is the fund that is benefited by the tournament. And then the plan is, if for some reason we do decide that we can go ahead and make the tournament work, then we will apply your donation, if you wish, to the registration fee so you can golf in the tournament.
Right, so how would they go about doing that? Is there a form they need to fill out or give you a call? Or
they can certainly give me a call, 353-6319, or they can go to our new website, hrmcfoundation.org, and you're going to see the Donate Now button at the top of the page, and you click on that, and you'll have a variety of funds you can donate to, and the Bob Myers Fund is included there. And you can also call Tom Myers if you'd like more information. 354-8432 is Tom's number.
Well, we'll miss out on golfing, but we appreciate anybody helping that out with us.
Definitely.
Okay, so let's switch gears a little bit. We alluded to COVID, and we've had a lot of businesses and people in the community be very generous with us, both meals for our staff and gift bags and things like that, but also financial contributions, and that's a fund that continues to go. So can you give us an update of what we've raised so far and how we're using that, and then opportunities for the future?
Well, we have raised a little over $123,000. So given what's going on with the economy and how everybody's lives have been disrupted, I don't think any of us foresaw that we would be raising that amount of money in such a short amount of time. So again, we appreciate all the businesses and organizations that have contributed, and a lot of individuals as well too. And this is really making a direct impact on patient care and keeping both our staff and our patients safe, because obviously during a pandemic you want to do as much as you can remotely. And so a lot of these dollars have been allocated to telemedicine upgrades, and that is iPads, cameras, monitors, things that allow staff to continue to provide medical care, to monitor patients safely. So you don't have to have everybody coming into a clinic or the hospital, because obviously we want to keep those numbers down as much as possible. And then we've also created a dedicated COVID ward with some of those dollars, which includes putting up some temporary walls and also retrofitting the HVAC units in those areas, so they're blowing that air outside. So yeah, that those dollars have really done a lot to keep the patient experience a safe one here at HRMC.
And I think it's great how the foundation has been able to work with the hospital, because the hospital has also been impacted financially by this. We needed to slow down all of those procedures and stop them even for a while. So this is really showing the true way that the foundation is that safety net for us.
Well, and we were just glad to be able to offer some assistance and be involved, because as you said, I think everyone assumes in the middle of a pandemic, the healthcare system has to just be making money over fist, and that is not the case. As you mentioned, you have to put a lot of elective procedures on hold. Your inpatient numbers are down. So at the same time, you need to invest in telemedicine and supplies and things like that. You're also seeing a decline in revenue. So to be able to fill that gap, make up a little bit of that shortfall, was very gratifying for the foundation.
Good. And of course, that fund is still able to be contributed to.
Exactly. And again, you can do that by going to hrmcfoundation.org. And again, that's the new website. We encourage you to look around a little bit and check out the new redesign of the website. But you can, again, click on that Donate Now button. And among the list of funds that you can donate to, you will find the COVID Response Fund.
And you've had people even contact you. They have a special idea about a way that they want to help. So you're always open to that.
Certainly. And not just monetary donations. As you mentioned, we've had some material donations too. So any way you can help, we want to help facilitate that.
So people can give you a call and you can do a safe social distancing discussion?
We certainly can. We can certainly do that. It's 353-6319, and we can set up a Zoom or WebEx meeting or whatever to discuss what you would like to do with your gift.
You've been listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. This program is for general use only and is not meant to replace the advice of your doctor or other medical professional. If you have questions, contact your healthcare provider. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.